This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new report says Colorado has some of the lowest quality highways in the country. The libertarian-leaning Reason Foundation found pavement conditions are especially bad on interstates, but the foundation's Baruch Feigenbaum says billions in new state spending could turn that around.
If they're doing what they say they're doing and spending those resources on pavement quality, I would expect that in future reports we're going to see some better numbers.
The report ranked Colorado 47th in the nation for rural interstate conditions and 40th for urban interstate conditions. A new project aims to reduce gun violence in Colorado. The University of Colorado School of Medicine is starting a firearm injury prevention initiative. Gun experts will serve as community and national resources for firearms-related research and solutions. Dr. Emmy Betts is leading the effort and says the public health approach is
grounded in understanding trends and then identifying at-risk populations and then identifying what works to prevent injuries and deaths in those populations.
Colorado had the 22nd highest firearm death rate in the nation. Between 2016 and 2020, 75% of firearm deaths were suicides and 20% were homicides. A Colorado U.S. representative is calling for prison reform at the nation's only supermax facility in southern Colorado. CPR's Haley Sanchez explains.
Democrat Brittany Pedersen recently visited the Federal Correctional Complex in Florence. She then told the Federal Bureau of Prisons that the facility is understaffed and unsustainable. In a letter sent to the agency's director, Pedersen says the working conditions are dangerous, and she raised similar issues with the Bureau in January. Colorado senators also called for changes late last year. The Bureau began offering extra hiring incentives earlier this month. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
The state's cannabis industry is taking another step toward becoming more equitable with a loan program for people in social equity licensed cannabis businesses. The program will loan between $50,000 and $150,000 for renovations, expansions, equipment, and real estate. This is CPR News.